Yeah. Okay, this is Planet Mosh, his sister, and Ricky and Tim.
Yeah.
How's today been so far? Have you just sort of got here and gone straight into interviews?
We came here for 1 hour ago. So pretty much. We found a cabin, had a beer and walked it.
Yeah.
That's been a nice sort of gentle start then.
Yeah, yeah. Have a good first impression of Wales.
Well, the weather's quite good at the moment.
Yeah?
This stage last year there was snow on the hills and it was quite a lot colder than this, so you've got a nice mild.
Yeah, this is like Swedish summer, so it's good.
Oh, so for you, you're like, yeah, let's get on the beach.
Yeah, fuck yeah. We plan to have to take a bath and swim later in the night. So.
I don't know, you've got some very nice beaches in Sweden. I remember going there as a child, I remember it's white beach.
Yeah, never in the south, but we're from the middle of Sweden. So.
Yeah.
It's just rocks. Yeah, that's good.
So it's like England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must have come down here and seen that and gone, yeah, it's just like home.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you just, I was just in the tour, Wednesday 13.
Yeah.
I saw you looked, put some pictures online. You look like you're enjoying yourselves.
Yes, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good tour. Awesome.
Yeah, we played with him in the UK in March this year. So it was fun to like play in Europe this time, and it was cool venues and they're great guys. So it's been a pleasure hanging out with those guys for this long.
Have you had any? Did it all go smoothly, or do you have sort of a couple of shows where, as things tend to do, they go wrong?
Actually, not.
No,
not so bad. No,
actually, it's been like more better than usual, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's like we bought some new equipment before we went on these tours, so we didn't have to like struggle with it every show.
So it has to be there with like the gaffer tape, making sure.
Yeah, the gaffer tape is still there, yeah. Though. It's always there, man. You wouldn't survive without it. But yeah, it's been great. So, and as I said, they've been great guys, and I love the crew of the band as well. So, cool.
Was there any sort of particular show on the tour that was a favorite for you?
I think Manchester was really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Paris.
Manchester, Paris, Cologne.
Stockholm was pretty good as well.
I'd like to the fact that we could play in our hometown and just go there. So Stockholm was good.
Yeah.
A lot of friends there as well.
Is that sometimes, obviously, you know, you've been going for quite a while, but is it sometimes a little odd when you play in your hometown? Because obviously, you know, you've been going to gigs at these venues and then you suddenly go...
You're into that like tour routine, so you kind of like go on as usual, but then suddenly like your girlfriend is there and you can
like home.
You go at home, but I think we spent like 4 hours at home maybe.
It's so like, really not at home. Like, I know this is my home, but I'm not at home. Kind of like,
you're on tour mode, but everything is very familiar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hanging out with some friends is good though.
Feel like a bit twilight zoney.
Yeah. And we arrived pretty late and we left at 6 o'clock in the morning, so we didn't have time to do much.
But it must have been good though, just sort of have that,
it was great.
That pit stop at home and then.
Yeah, absolutely.
What for you is the thing that really sort of keeps you going, that keeps you interested in this life? So obviously, you know, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of touring.
Impression of the audiences.
Sorry?
The energy from the audience, I guess, when they give it back on stage, when you see their faces.
I guess nowadays when you don't get very much other than maybe like you get to perform and you get to play for audiences as well, but it's like if you don't enjoy that much, you just should just quit right away, because it takes a lot of work nowadays. And, but it's fine by us, it's cool. So we get to do whatever, what we want, and pretty much.
What is life like on tour for you, sort of, you know, the day-to-day? Because everyone obviously sees it, you know, oh, they're going on tour, they're going to all these places, it must be amazing, but obviously the reality is a little bit...
You mean like sitting in a van for 7 hours a day? what do you want to? Do you have an angle of this?
Well, how is it? No, so how is it sort of on the day to day? How does it feel for you on tour?
Like,
waiting.
It's a lot of like every day looks the same pretty much, yeah. But after you enjoy like the show is kind of like different, of course, regarding to like the audiences and, yeah. And stuff. And you try to maybe like
pretty much the same routine, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Band,
sad.
Preparation, stage, drinking, it's pretty much like.
Passing out, over again.
There we have like 24 hours.
Yeah.
And you repeat that for 30 days and you have a sword.
We went to Paris twice this year, never seen the Eiffel Tower.
No.
I haven't seen shit.
We went to Colosseum though,
yeah,
Rome.
Yeah.
That was kind of amazing. Yeah, that really
yeah, we had some time over so we could watch the Colosseum for 5 minutes. And then went back, so that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay, so sort of driving the bus, just parking just there for a few minutes, getting out, having a quick run around.
Yeah, like yeah, it. Run around it.
Yeah.
And just in the bus, let's go.
Quick few pictures for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Shit. Yeah, no, it's been good.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, in Paris, it's cool that, you know, people at the Eiffel Tower go, we're a world famous band, you know, but we've not got a lot of time. Can you just close it down for 20 minutes so we can just go up and have a look?
Yeah.
To try it.
I've been there once, though. I walked up, just like, it was like a prince, I don't know, I got like a fixed idea. I had to walk up for the Eiffel Tower, so I've done that already, isn't it?
Yeah, we should try it.
We might as well, they can only say no.
Yeah.
So your album is coming out next year. Do you have an actual sort of date when that will come out?
It's not officially out though. It's going to be in the beginning of next year, I could say. Like, first month
soon.
Or two.
Is there any particular song on that? I mean, obviously you're happy with all of the songs or they wouldn't be on the album. But is there any one in particular for you that you feel especially attached to?
No. Hard. I haven't thought about it.
I thought you were going to say Sick.
Yeah, Sick is probably my favorite.
No new single.
Yeah.
I have
exactly.
Two or three favorites, of course, but I love them all, as you usually say, but nah, but this song, I don't know if you know the song, you know, like the names, titles of the song. The second single is one of my absolute favorites, but it's going to be out in January, I think, before. There's no idea to release a single in December, I've heard, because of Christmas or whatever.
Like Christmas but, number one?
Yeah, yeah, it's a Christmas song actually, so it would be perfect now.
Yeah. I don't know, I quite like the idea, you know, your current single, Sick, that'd be a great, and this is the Christmas number one, it's called Sick.
Sick of Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people would go for that.
So you got time for next year then, haven't you, to really plan and come up with it. Would you ever do that? Would you ever do like the Dark Ulysses did? Comedy Christmas single.
Oh,
would you ever
fuck,
I don't think so.
There's nothing planned at all. If everything is completely fucked up, yeah. We're probably not doing it. No matter what, either way, so.
I was just speaking to somebody else actually just about the Dark Ulysses, and their stage shows are quite dramatic. And one at Wembley Arena, he was attached to the ceiling on a white striped tiger, the darkness.
Alright, yeah.
Playing guitar on a white striped tiger.
Yeah.
What would you do if you had the option of doing something like that?
Like Wembley?
Yeah, what would you pick?
I just like going through like Gene Simmons going up like 20 minutes in the air, John Bon Jovi, didn't you do like fly like a fucking angel like over the audience, land on stage, I don't know what the fuck.
But I don't have
any plans like that now.
We're not there yet, I guess.
No. You have to get the arena thinking when you start, like, get 20 people discussing the opportunities. I don't know.
I was kind of
like thinking about, couldn't they make like a fire that doesn't
burn?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Like you invent all kinds of stuff nowadays. It should invent fire that you can stand on.
Are you saying you're thinking in, just engulf yourself in flames?
Yeah, yeah, that would be cool.
That would be one hell of a dramatic
stage
end.
Or something. You should stop it with this. Just blow up the fucking thing.
Yeah, perfect ending.
People will remember.
Last show of the tour, just blow it up.
Blow us up.
That's Kickstarter, I guess. That's a good label.
So, coming towards the end of the year, what would you say for you has been like personal highlight of the year?
Record album for me, I guess.
Yeah, like, actually, like, going, what to say, like, when you going through with your... with your original ideas from like recording the album, we wanted to record it live. So we recorded the bass, drum, and rhythm guitar live in the studio, and that was a new thing for us. And I thought it went through really good. So that was like the good, best part, I guess, with the recording. And of course, like we did a lot of tours. We toured with Fresh Diet and Wednesday 13, and that's like all spring pretty much, you know, in November. So yeah, that's pretty much it, I guess.
Band that you actually got to go see yourselves?
What?
What was the last band, that you, like the last gig and that you actually just went to go watch? That, you know, when you weren't playing?
Airborne in Stockholm like 1 month ago. That was good. They're playing here tomorrow, I heard. But, I'm
you could have saved yourself the price of a gig ticket.
Yeah, exactly. Michael Monroe playing tomorrow as well, so we missed the two favourites of this. Or for me at least.
I think it's a Swedish band called Bombus. It's the Bombus. It's my latest show, I think.
Yeah, we met
I don't go to many shows actually.
We met them in Belgium, I don't
I don't go to so many shows actually.
I'm looking forward to Ghosts in December, so I'm gonna be coming back, so I'm gonna see Ghosts in December. But hey, earlier this year was really good as well.
What would you say for you is like, if you were to pick one thing that separated you from sort of the other bands in your genre, what would you say that would be for you?
I don't know exactly what genre we are in, but everybody puts us in the sleaze category. And of course, we come from that from the beginning, I guess, but Elfena is like a big part of us still. But we kind of like mix it up though. We like different kinds of music and we try to get everything into that. But I think that's pretty much differs us from most bands in the sleaze genre at least. That, I guess we're a bit more heavy, more dark, and raw and energetic. We like to put on a show when we play. We're fucking exhausted after half an hour. So yeah, I don't know.
If you were going to do the 30-second elevator selling for your new single, what would you say?
For sick, or?
To sick.
Would you? Maybe you want
what I would say? Shit, I guess. I don't know.
Shit!
It's hard to...
I would say like, Sister released a new single, Sick, it's roar, a heavier sound than earlier, and we kept the energy from the last album, but this is like the Sister of today, and we're proud of it.